ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः Anityatva prasangascha. See, the Brahman is the swarupam of the knower. Let me remind you, if Brahman is the swarupam of the knower, which is Atma, then what happens? Then Brahman has the jnana kartrukatvam, and Brahman will have the status of being the knower. Once the Brahman has the reason is, Brahman is Atma. Atma is well known as the knower. Now in a sense, Atma is available for us as the Swarupam of the knower. Therefore, he says, if we take Brahman as Swarupam of the knower, Atma, then Brahman has the status of being the knower. And that is why it's also possible for him to become the desirer. To create, desire to create also is possible. Therefore, Brahman has the status of being the knower. Therefore, we cannot take the meaning of the root meaning in terms of Jnaptihi as pure knowledge is Brahma. We cannot say that. That was the Purupakshi's objection. Do you remember this? You must remember the objection. What was actually Purupakshi's objection? You must remember. Now, not only that, once you take the all sequence, I'm saying what is in 91 and 93 also, Shankaracharya's commentary. If we take Brahman as the Swarupam of the knower, then Brahman becomes the Atma, which means as a knower, Brahman has the status of being the knower. So having the status of being the knower, then Brahman cannot be taken as the meaning of the word Jnaptihi, as pure knowledge. And not only that, once Brahman becomes the knower, then Brahman also has what? Knower is subject to limitation. Therefore, Brahman also becomes time-bound. Anityam. Anityatva prasangaha. And even if we take Brahman as the Jnaptihi, the pure knowledge also, even then, Brahman will have what? Brahman will have this time-bound nature. Brahman will be time-bound, subject to time. Then Brahman will be dependent. Brahman will have dependence. There will be time limitation, anityatvam, and Brahman will have paratantriyam, that is dependence. Time limitation and dependence will be there. Why? Because the reason he says, all the dhatus, the root meanings, root meanings are dependent on the karakas. Therefore, Brahman has what? The status of being subject to limitation and dependence. Therefore, Brahman has limitation and dependence. This is what is the Purupakshi's argument. So I'm reading here in page number 93. Anityatva prasangaha means there will be the scope for limitation in terms of time. Yadi nama jnaptihi jnanam iti bhavarupata brahmanaha tathapi, even if you take the meaning of the word jnanam as japtihi, as the meaning, root meaning, still anityatvam prasajyeta, still there will be time limitation on the part of Brahman. Paratantriyam cha, then there will be dependence also. Why? Because dhatvartanam karaka apekshatvat. All the root meanings have dependence upon accessories of action. All the root meanings have dependence upon the accessories of action. Therefore, ataha, therefore, his final conclusion. Asya brahmanaha anityatvam paratantratacha. Brahman has time limitation and Brahman has dependence. Therefore, Brahman, knowing such a Brahman, how can there be moksha? This is the question he is going to make finally. I am reading page number 94 now. Because the root meanings depend on accessories of action. Oh, sorry. And there will be, I'm reading page number 93, last paragraph. And there will be the scope for time boundedness, which is time limitation. Even if we take the root meaning for the word jnanam and say Brahman is jnaptihi, still Brahman will become limited in time and also dependent. Because root meanings depend on accessories of action. Jnanam is taken to be its root meaning. Therefore, Brahman will have time-wise limitation and dependency. See, as we finish reading here, immediately, next day when you have time, you must make up notes of your own so that you will never forget this. It will stay in your mind. If you read and leave it, you forget again. Okay. Anityatva prasangascha. Once Brahman is knower, then Brahman is not always the same. Knower keeps changing. Now, he is knower of pot. Now, knower of flower. Now, not a knower. Now a doer, now an enjoyer, and so on. Therefore, Brahman as knower will keep changing, resulting in the defect of being limited in time. Also, knower cannot be akhanda, undivided, cannot be advaya, non-dual. Because knower is different from the object of knowledge. Object of knowledge is always more than the knower. Knower is one person. Objects of knowledge are countless. Knower is bothered, smothered, and bombarded by all these objects of knowledge. The knower has to put up with all the daily splashes of the media through TV, newspapers, and internet. Varieties of sources of knowledge bring in so many ideas. All of them enter into your head and create ripples. You become the object for the whole world. If you are looking for a job, you are karma karaka for them. Every wanted column seems to be requiring you. You apply and do not get even an interview. Karma karaka is the most disturbing karaka. So Brahman becomes a limited entity. He says, even if you take the root meaning jnaptihi, then also there will be problems. Yadi nama. Suppose, if, that's the meaning. Nama here is alankara, just a style. The word nama. Yadi nama. Nama literally means name. But here, whenever it is used in this such context, it's only alankara, a style. Just a style. Jyapti jnanam iti bhavarupata. Bhavarupata. Jnanam is taken as jnaptihi. And Brahman has the status of being the bhava, the abstract sense of the root, knowing. If jnanam is taken as jnaptihi, and Brahman has the status of being the bhava, the abstract sense of the root knowing. Then also there is problem that ing implies a karta. Kartrutvam, that's what I say, implies karta. And other karakas, karta and other karakas. The root meaning begs questions such as, who is the knower and so on. Further, there are different dhatus and one dhatvartha replaces another. So, Brahman as the meaning of the root jnya will exclude other dhatvartas. So, anityatvam for Brahman cannot be avoided. Paratantryam cha. Also, there is dependence. How? Dhatvarthanam karaka apekshatvat. Dhatvarthanam karaka apekshatvat. Root meaning depends upon karakas. Karakas like karta and so on for their expression. In fact, it depends entirely upon the kartra karakam, whether it is knowing or doing. Various suffixes in different senses join the dhatu to form many words, and one of them is bhavartha. When you take jnanam as the dhatvartha, karaka apeksha being there, paratantriyam, paratantrata, the status of being dependent will be there. Now, Bhashyakaraha replies to the objection. Okay, so you all have not missed anything. Now, we are seeing in page number 95, the Siddhanta. Siddhanta is a samadhanam, is an answer. Answer for the Purupakshi's question, or clarification of Purupakshi's doubt. He questions or he expresses his doubt. Remember what his question is. It was said previously, Brahman is the very Swarupam of the knower. If Brahman is taken to be the Swarupam of the knower as Atma, then Brahman has the Jnana Kartrukatvam, Brahman has the status of becoming the knower. Once Brahman has the status of becoming the knower, then Brahman will have time limitation and also dependence. And now he said, not only that, even if we take the root meaning of the word jnya as a gyaptihi, even then there will be dependence and time limitation. Why? Because all the roots are dependent on, all the roots are associated with the actions which are dependent on karakas. Therefore, they have time limitation and they have, the Brahman has time limitation, Brahman has dependence also. This is the Purupakshi's doubt. Is it clear? Okay. Now, I'm going to go to Siddhanta answer. What should be the answer? Nah. No. No. Means what? Swarupa avyatireke. See, na implies no. Brahman does not become the knower, will not have the status of being the knower. Okay, Brahman will not become the knower. Brahman can have the status of being the knower because there's no knower other than Brahman. But Brahman is not the knower. From the standpoint of Brahman, Brahman is not the knower, but there's no knower other than Brahma. It's very important to know. Knower is Brahman, but Brahman is not the knower. And Brahman is not subject to time limitation. And definitely Brahman is not dependent also. How? The answer comes. Swarupa avyatireke. Swarupa avyatireke. Swarupa avyatireke. Karyatva upacharat. Karyatva upacharat. Swarupa avyatireka means, avyatireka means non-separateness. Swarupa avyatireke. So, the act of knowing is non-separate from Brahman. Please make a note. Brahman is distinct from the act of knowing. Brahman is not involved in the act of knowing. Brahman is of the nature of actionlessness. Brahman is the swarupma of the knower. But Brahman is distant. Therefore, Brahman is what? Avyatireka means non-separate from the act of knowing. What is, how do you know? Swarupa. The word swarupa means the act of knowing is non-separate from swarupa, which is jnaptihi. Karyatva upacharat. Karyatva upacharat. See, if you say, oh, Brahman is the knower, when you say, That expression is what? Knowing is only a ka upacharat. Upara upacharat karyatvam. Upacharat means only figuratively it is mentioned. Upacharaha means figurative. Okay, figuration is upacharaha. Upacharat means only as a figurative expression. It is said, knower is Brahma. From the standpoint of Brahman, Brahman is not the knower. Why it is said Brahman is not the knower, but the knower is said to be Brahman because the act of knowing is non-separate from Brahman. Is it clear? Okay. Second sentence. Atmanaha swarupam jyaptihi na tataha vyatirichyate. Atmanaha swarupam jnaptihi. Jnaptihi, pure knowledge, is the swarupam of Atma. Swarupam of Atma means what? Essential nature of the I. Or the reality obtaining as the self. The nature of the reality obtaining as the self is jnaptihi. Atmanaha swarupam jnaptihi. Tataha atmanaha na vyatirichyate. And tataha, from that atma, from that swarupam, atmanaha swarupam jnaptihi, the essential nature of the reality obtaining as the self is pure knowledge, jnaptihi. Tataha, from that jnaptihi, From that jnaptihi, which is the swarupa of the Atma. Tataha means tataha, tasmat swarupat, atmanaha swarupat. From that jnaptihi, the pure knowledge, the swarupa of the Atma, na vyatirichyate. Tataha vyatirichyate. Atmanaha swarupam jnaptihi na tataha vyatirichyate. From that swarupam, the act of knowing, that is act of knowing is not mentioned there. Okay, the act of knowing is non-separate. Ataha, therefore, Brahma, ataha, Atma nityaha eva, nitya eva. Means, jnaptihi nitya eva, nitya eva. Ataha, therefore, jnaptihi nitya eva, nitya eva. There you must write the word jnaptihi, otherwise you will not get the meaning. Because nitya eva, therefore it is timeless. What is timeless? Brahma. How Brahma is mentioned? By the word jnaptihi. Jnaptihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore you must write jnaptihi nitya eva. If it is atma, atma nityaha eva. Brahma nityam eva. Jnaptihi nitya eva. Is it clear? Sanskrit language note that is. Why nitya? If you break that sentence, nitya eva, it becomes nitya eva. It is timeless only. What is timeless? Atma or Brahman or jnaptihi? All the three words mean the same. Atma, Brahma, jnaptihi. All the three words mean the same. But still, if you take atma, it must have been nityaha eva. If it is Brahman, nityam eva. It is jnaptihi, therefore nitya eva. That is why vriddhi sandhi is possible. Nitya eva. So jnaptihi nitya eva means pure knowledge, the swarupam of the atma is timeless, which is nothing but Brahman, is timeless. Why? Because the act of knowing is non-separate from jnaptihi. Therefore, figuratively, okay, it is said, knower is Atma. Is it clear? Can you move on? Okay. Swarupa, first, swarupa avyatireke karyatva pacharat. Atmanaha swarupam gyaptihi. Full stop. You can make a full stop. Tat na tataha vyatirichyate. Tataha means gyaptehe. Na vyatirichyate. The act of knowing. The act of knowing is not mentioned. You have to join that. Ataha nitya eva. Ataha gyaptehi nitya eva. Therefore, pure knowledge implied by the term Brahman as the root meaning is timeless. Okay, in page number 96, I'm reading. When we say jnanam is in the sense of bhavaha, bhava, the word is drawn from the language which is in common use. When we say jnanam is in the sense of bhava, in the root meaning, the word is drawn from the language which is in common use. In Vyavahara, we use these words. In Vyavahara means in day-to-day transaction, we use these words. Jnata, knower. Jnanam, knowledge of object. And Jnayam, the object of knowledge. This is our language. And the words that are available in the language alone can be used in communication. The meaning of the word jnanam in the sense of knowledge as such is not known to us. It's a very important point. Okay. The meaning of the word jnanam in the sense of knowledge as such is not known to us. See, knowledge as such means that which is the source without whose presence there cannot be knower, there cannot be the knowledge of anything or knower of anything, there cannot be anything called the known. That is what is said to be the knowledge as such. If we are using a meta language like Paninian grammar, you have to teach and then use it. Still, it is a known language alone. Panini himself defines the various terms in the text, in his text. If I just utter lut, lit, lut, lrit, lung, ling, lung, ring, you do not know what they are. Panini himself explains what he means by all these words. He presents the ancient language of the Veda in his meta language. Nobody can use words that are not known to the listener, nor does the user have a language other than what is known to him through Vyavahara. Brahman is avyavaharyam. Avyavaharyam. Not available for Vyavahara. See, avyavaharyam. I want to make a note. Vyavaharati. Vi ava hridhatu. Okay. Hridhatu, you get the verb harati. Then vi and ava are two prefixes. So, harati, avaharati, vi avaharati, vyavaharati. Vyavaharati transacts, interacts. Vyavaharaha, transaction. And vyavaharya is a potential passive participle. Vyavaharya, that which can be transacted. So, transactable, vyavaharyam, means transactable. Avyavaharyam, not transactable. It is potential passive participle like karyam, payam, deyam, heyam, like that. Vyavaharyam, that ya pratyaya comes. Like tavyat, anir, you have also ya. So vyavaharyam, transactable. Avyavaharyam, intransactable, non-transactable. So Brahman is here, nobody can use words that are not known to the listener, nor does the user have a language other than what is known to him through Vyavahara, through transaction or interaction. Brahman is avyavaharyam, not available for Vyavahara, not available as the direct meaning of any word. So not being available for transaction, non-transactable means not being available as the direct meaning of any word. The words satyam, etc. have a direct meaning and are not applicable to Brahman because it becomes anitya, limited in time. Therefore, when we use a word, the vachya, vachya means meaning. When we use a word, word is a walk, and vachya means the meaning of the word. When we use the word, the vachyam, the meaning is only upachara. And the lakshanam is Brahman. The word jnanam is only figurative expression. Okay, upachara. But what is, it's only a lakshanam. The lakshanam is Brahman. What is defined, implied by the word alone is Brahma. That's what he says. Therefore, when we use the word, the vachyam is only upachara. And lakshanam is Brahman. So Brahman is not vachyartaha. Brahman is lakshyartaha. Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Brahman is the implied meaning of the word jnanam. Or satyam also. If the word jnanam can talk, it will say, thank you for using me to refer to Brahman. I do not think I am qualified to reveal Brahman directly. I am simple knowledge, like the pot knowledge and so on. This jnanam is only an upachara for Brahman. Nowhere comes and goes. He is not Nityaha. Before the knower comes and after the knower goes, Yaptihi is there. Please make a note. Before the knower comes, means the knower status comes, the knower, and after the knower goes, Yaptihi is there in the form of Atma. Very self, like water is there before and after the waves. Swarupa avyatireke, swarupa avyatireke, karyatva upacharat jnaptihi is non-separate from Atma. We've already seen the meaning. As act of knowing is non-separate from Atma, it's only a figurative expression, jnanam. So jnapti is non-separate from Atma. And therefore act of knowing is non-separate from Atma as well. And it's reference to knower, known and knowing, which are jnana karyas. Jnana karyam means the triputi, the products of jnanam. It's only figurative. So swarupa avyatireke karyatva upacharat jnaptihi is non-separate from Atma. That the pure knowledge is non-separate from Atma means pure knowledge itself is Atma, which is the swarupam of the knower. And it refers to knower, known and knowing, which are jnana kriyas, is only figurative. It pervades all the three. They do not eclipse jnaptihi and they do not exist independent of jnaptihi. It's a very important line. The jnata jnanam jnayam do not eclipse jnaptihi, do not cover or limit the jnaptihi, the pure knowledge, and they do not exist independent of jnaptihi. So without the consciousness, pure knowledge, there cannot be knower or known or knowledge. Therefore, there is no question of anityatvam for Brahman. You point out that jnaptihi is also karyam and anityam. I accept that, but karyatvasya upacharat. Karyatvam is only figurative. It is only a lakshanam. That is the only word that I can use. The self-evident Atma does not require anything except Lakshanam to turn your attention towards one's itself. For that purpose, these words are enough. Atmanaha Swarupam Jnaptihi. Jnaptihi is the Swarupam of Atma. Na Tataha Vitirichyate. It is not other than Atma. It is not come out of Atma and go into it. Ataha Nitya Eva. Nitya Eva. Therefore, Jnaptihi is eternal. By Jnaptihi, we are not referring to Karyam here. We are referring to the Swarupam. It is not a word for argument. It is a word whose Laksham is yourself. Jnaptihi is Lakshanam. You are Lakshya. Like how Jnanam is Lakshanam, Jnaptihi is another word for Jnanam, which is a Lakshanam. The Lakshyam is you, means the Swarupam of the knower. It is Shabda Lakshyam. You are arguing, taking it as Shabda Vachyam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear. Brahman, the abstract reality implied by the term Brahman, in terms of its nature of pure consciousness or pure knowledge, is not the Shabda Vachyam. It is not the literal meaning of the word Jnanam, but it is the Lakshyam. It's the implied meaning of the Jnaptihi or Jnanam. Jnaptihi or Jnanam. Implied meaning in the sense that which is there as the very source, even before the knower comes, and which continues to stay even after knower goes, which means without that source, there cannot be knower, therefore there cannot be jnanam, and there cannot be the known also. That is what is implied by the word jnaptihi. It is not the literal meaning of the word jnaptihi. Okay. Tathapi buddhehe upadhi lakshanayaha chakshuradi dwarehi vishayakara parinaminyaha ye shabdadi akara avabhasaha te Atma vijnanasya vishya bhutaha utpadyamanaha eva Atma vijnanena vyaptaha utpadyante. It's a very beautiful portion. He wants to, now here Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear how this jnaptihi, the reality, Brahman implied by the term jnaptihi or jnanam, is distinct from the objects of knowledge. That is made very clear. So what are these objects? Made very clear. Tathapi, still, he says, buddhehe. What is buddhihi? Upadhi, which is in the form of upadhi. Buddhi, which is characterized by the state of being upadhi. Upadhi lakshana buddhihi means what? Upadhi lakshana buddhihi means buddhi, which is in the form of an upadhi. Of that buddhi, chakshuradi dwarehi. Chakshuradi dwarehi vishayakara parinaminyaha. See, buddhihi becomes Vishayakara Parinamini. Please make a note. Vishayakara Parinamini Buddhihi. This Buddhi, which is an Upadhi, becomes what? Vishayakara Parinamini. Vishayakara Parinamini means the Buddhi assumes the form Buddhi, which is in the form of Upadhi, in the form of thoughts, assume the forms of objects. Vishaya akara parinamini buddhihi. How? Through the sense organs. Chakshuradi dwara. Through the sense organs such as eye, etc., buddhi alone becomes what assumes the form of the objects. Vishaya akara parinamini. Ye shabdani akara avabhasaha. And buddhi alone, through the sense organs, assuming the forms of the external objects, such as form, sound, form, etc. Thereby, what happens? There are avabhasaha. Okay? There are, they shine. The atma vijnanasya vishayabhutaha. And all those, so the buddhi, which is in the form of an upadhi, which alone through the sense organs, going out, pervading the objects, assuming the forms of external objects, then they shine. They what now? Form the cognitions and they shine. And those objects, that is how the all the objects become the objects of knowledge of the Atma. Atma vijnanasya vishyabhutaha. All the objects, external objects, become the objects of knowledge. Of objects of knowledge of Atma. That is how utpadyamanaha. That is how they also become created. Atma vijnanena vyaptaha utpadyante. They become created. They come to light. They come to existence. They become created only being pervaded by this light of knowledge, light of the Atma. In the sense, Atma jnanam means the pure consciousness, surupma of the knower, is Brahman or Atma. This consciousness pervades. The objects pervaded by consciousness or pure knowledge alone become, you know, created or they come into existence. Utpadyante. In fact, being the known is being created. I'll read again. Avabhasaha. Avabhasaha here, the manifestations or modifications of buddhi. So buddhehe upadhilakshanayaha chakshuradidvarehi vishayakara parinaminyaha ye shabdadi akara avabhasaha. See, avabhasaha means all manifestations or cognitions, or you can say which are vritti parinamaha, modifications. Modifications of what? Buddhehe avabhasaha. Buddhehe avabhasaha means what? Modifications of buddhi. Okay, which buddhi? Buddhi which is in the form of an upadhi. and which is also how the modifications of buddhi are what he said, chakshuradi dwarehi vishayakara parinaminyaha buddhehe. Chakshuradi dwarehi vishayakara parinaminyaha upadilakshanayaha buddhehe. Shabdadi akara avabhasaha. So all the modifications of buddhi, which is known as upadhi, and that assume the form of objects. Buddhi assumes the form of objects and reveal the forms, form, sound, etc. through the sense organs like eyes, etc., which are all objects of Atma, means objects of consciousness, and are pervaded by the consciousness, that is Atma, as even they rise. Let me tell you very briefly what he says. See, the buddhi means intellect alone. We have vrittis, thought modifications. It is not explained here. I have to make it very clear. We have fivefold vrittis, thoughts, thought modifications. Shrotra vritti, chakshu vritti, grana vritti. There are five types of thoughts. And these thoughts, through the sense organs, they're all conscious thoughts. Conscious thoughts, the thoughts rise in thoughts which constitute the buddhi. The thoughts, conscious thoughts, travel through the sense organs and pervade the rest, and they assume the form of that object. And they're all modifications, subject to change. Therefore, they're called vritti parinamaha. So, vritti parinamaha, so cognition pertaining to any object is nothing but an object pervaded by the conscious mind. The mind alone goes out through the sense organs, pervades the external respective object and assumes the form of an object and obtains in the antahkaranam as the vritti parinamaha. And every vritti is what? Vritti parinamaha. Every thought, every cognition obtaining in the form of a thought of a respective object is what? Object of consciousness. See, thought form of an object is an object of consciousness. That is how they're all pervaded by consciousness and they also shine. That is how objects enjoy the status of being existent. That's what he wants to say here. What is pure knowledge? How it is distinct from the jnanam, vritti jnanam? Please make a note. Shankara Bhagavatpada, here he differentiates swarupa jnanam from vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam means cognition which rises in the form of a thought. Swarupa jnana means that because the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, because of the presence of which thoughts become conscious, sentient, and they travel through the sense organs and pervade the external respective objects and assume the forms of those objects. Thereby, cognitions are possible. So, avabhasaha means vritti parinamaha, cognitions. Avabhasaha means cognitions. What are these cognitions? Modifications of the buddhi. It means parinaminyaha buddhehe. All these cognitions pertaining to the objects are nothing but modifications of the buddhi, and such a modify that buddhi which is subject to modification. How does it happen? Jnanam, through the sense organs alone, buddhi goes assuming 5 different thoughts and illumining 5 different objects. Thereby, respective knowledge of the object takes place. So those cognitions, please make a note, cognitions pertaining to the respective objects, which are all modifications of buddhi, all of them objects of consciousness. Cognitions are objects of consciousness. Please make a note. Avabhasaha, buddhehe avabhasaha, atmajnanasya vishyabhutaha. They are in the form of cognitions, which are modifications of buddhi, or in the form of objects of consciousness. So, cognitions in your thoughts are objects of consciousness, means consciousness is distinct from the objects of consciousness. Is it clear now? Vritti jnanam, all the avabhasaha are modifications of buddhi, or thoughts, cognitions, vritti jnanam. That is what is meant by the word jnanam, vritti jnanam. That is different. But we are talking about the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is implied meaning of the jnaptihi, is distinct from the object of consciousness. Consciousness is distinct from the object of consciousness. What is vritti jnanam? Object of consciousness. What is swarupa jnanam? Consciousness. And how do this, what are these vrittis? Vritti jnanam means knowledge of objects, which are nothing but modifications of the buddhi, which alone assumes the form of objects and become these 5 different cognitions, which the buddhi, which goes through the sense organs, pervades the objects, assumes the forms of the respective objects, and form the different vritti, different modifications. Okay, and all of them are objects of consciousness. Therefore, the cognition of any object obtaining in the form of vritti jnanam is what different from the pure consciousness. Object of consciousness is different from consciousness. Consciousness is distinct from the object of consciousness. There's a distinct but not distant. Is it clear? Okay. So tathapi buddhehe upadhilakshanayaha chakshuradi dwarehi vishayakara parinaminyaha ye shabdadi akara avabhasaha shabdadi akara avabhasaha te avabhasaha atma vijnanasya vishayabhutaha utpadyamanaha. That is how they also become produced, created. Actually, seeing, knowing is lending existence. Lending existence is creating. Is also you must remember. Utpadyamanaha eva atma jnanena vyaptaha utpadyante. They become created or produced being pervaded by consciousness. I can make small Sanskrit sentences to make you understand it. I think actually I made it very clear. Buddhihi atmanaha upadhihi or upadhi lakshana. Sa buddhihi chakshuradi dwarehi. Why not dwara? Dwaram, dwarena. You can say dwara also dwarehi. Chakshuradi dwarehi. Through the holes, the entrances in terms of sense organs. Sa buddhihi chakshuradi dwarehi vishayakara parinamini bhavati. Sa buddhihi சக்ஷுராதி துவாரேஹி விஷய ஆகார பரிணாமினி பவதி. ஏவம் புத்திஹி விஷய ஆகார பரிணாமினி போத்வா. சப்தாதி விஷயானாம் ஆகார அவபாசாக அபி பவதி. சா புத்திஹி ஏவ சா பரிணாமினி புத்திஹி சப்தாதி ஆகார அவபாசாக பவதி. புத்திரேவ அவபாசாக பவதி. சப்தாதி விஷயானாம் ஆகார அவபாசாக பவதி. அண்ட் தே புத்தேகே அவபாசாக. தே அவ புத்தேகே தே அவபாசாக ஆத்ம விஞ்ஞானஸ்ய சைதன்யஸ்ய விஷயபூதாக பவந்தி ததா உற்பத்தியமானாக பவந்தி. சோ தே புத்தேகே அவபாசாக ஆத்ம விஞ்ஞானேன வியாப்தாக உற்பத்தியந்தே. I made small sentences. Now it must be very clear for you. Is it clear now? I made small sentences.
So what was the last sentence you said, Swamini?
Te avabhasaha, te புத்தேகே தே அவபாசாக ஆத்ம விஞ்ஞானேன வியாப்தாக பவந்தி ததா உற்பத்தியந்தே. ஆத்ம விஞ்ஞானே தே அவபாசாக புத்தேகே தே அவபாசாக தோஸ் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் காக்னிஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் புத்தி இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் புத்தி ஆர் பர்வைடட் பை தே புத்தேகே அவபாசாக ஆத்ம விஞ்ஞானேன வியாப்தாக கம உற்பத்தியந்தே தோஸ் கா உற்பத்தியந்தே. சி தோஸ் காக்னிஷன்ஸ் பீங் பர்விடட் பை தோஸ் காக்னிஷன்ஸ் பர்டெய்னிங் டு த ரெஸ்பெக்டிவ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பீங் பர்விடட் பை கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிகம் கிரியேட்டட். In the sense, knowing is lending existence. Lending existence is creating. Is it clear now? Okay. Padmini ma'am, okay?
Oh, Swami. Okay, thank you. Okay. I unmute myself. Sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to make small sentences. See, yeah. I was so much interested in reading further, but still I wanted to stop and tell you this, that's all. At least you make it becomes very clear. If you make a small sentence, it'll be very easy. You must remember what Shankara Bhagavatpada is explaining is he wants to distinguish the, differentiate the pure consciousness from which is a swarupa jnanam from vritti jnanam. The thought cognition is a vritti jnanam. This consciousness associated with the thought, vritti jnanam. Whereas the consciousness without thought, the pure consciousness is what swarupa jnanam. So what is implied by the word jnaptihi is not vritti jnanam but swarupam. That he wants to say. Because Purapaksha has a problem, isn't he? He says jnaptihi is anityam, he was telling. So the answer was no, the Brahman or Atma, the Gyaptihi is not time bound, is not independent also. It is independent, it is timeless. Why? Because that what the Gyaptihi implies pure consciousness, which is the source of Jnana. So for that he says, what is that which in day-to-day transaction, when we say knower, known, knowledge, etc., okay, self-figurative expressions, we say knower is Atma means what? Figuratively we say, but Atma as it is free from all the three. He explains what is Jnanam first of all. Knowledge of objects. Knowledge of objects means Vritti Jnanam or cognition. Knowledge of objects, we can say knowledge or cognition is a Vritti Jnanam. Which is, how does knowledge of objects take place? There is a buddhi, and buddhi is intellect, and this buddhi has many thoughts. Okay, so here the buddhi alone is subject to change, parinamini buddhi. What parinama happens? The buddhi, chakshuradi dwarehi, chakshuhu is one dwaram. Srotram is one dwaram, netram is panchadwarani. So panchadwarehi, through these dwaras, entrances, the buddhi alone goes out. Goes out means not physically walking. So we have to understand, such very subtle. The buddhi through the sense organs pervades the external objects, respective objects. And thereby, buddhi, the subject to modification assumes different forms of different objects going through different sense organs. The vritti which comes through the buddhi, whose vritti comes through the eye, assumes the form of object perceived through his eyes. So one vritti assumes the form of a sound. That's why we have netra vrittihi, shrotra vrittihi, grana vrittihi, rasana vrittihi, many thoughts. So buddhi alone, which is subject to change, parinamini buddhihi, chakshuradi dwarehi, goes out, assumes the forms of those respective objects. And once the buddhi assumes the form of those objects, the buddhi in the form of different thoughts, assuming the forms of different objects, are said to be avabhasaha. Avabhasaha. Shabdadi vishaya akara vrittihi. We can say shabdadi akara avabhasaha means shabdadi akara vrittayaha. Avabhasaha means vrittayaha. So the buddhi alone is in the form of five different cognitions. Cognitions pertaining to the respective objects. And those vrittis, the thought forms of objects, the buddhi alone assuming the thought forms of objects become the object of consciousness. So the buddhi obtaining the form of thoughts, having assumed the forms of external objects in the form of cognitions, thoughts becomes object of consciousness. So cognition or knowledge of an object obtaining in the form of a thought is nothing but modification of buddhi. Buddhi parinama, vritti parinama. And those, therefore it is said that all those different vrittis, avabhasas, are cognitions pertaining to different objects, which are all nothing but modifications of buddhi, they're all objects of consciousness. And they're pervaded by consciousness. Therefore, they become what? They become created, means they become produced. In the sense, they enjoy the status of being existent. So he said, Atma Vijnanasya Vishayabhutaha Vishayaha. Ke. So those cognitions which are in the form of objects of consciousness are nothing but modifications of the buddhi. And they are utpadyamanaha eva. Utpadyamanaha. They are produced. Atma vijnanena vyaptaha utpadyante. They are pervaded by consciousness as objects of consciousness. And they also, they become produced, they become created. In a sense, they lent existence. So pure consciousness, which lends existence to vritti jnanam, is distinct from vritti jnanam. This is the main teaching. Have you made it very clear or have I confused you? Okay.
Very clear, Swamini.
Okay. Yes, Swamini. Still, okay, the modifications of the buddhi, which is called an upadhihi, that take the form of objects and reveal the form, sound, etc. through the sense organs like eyes, etc., which are objects of consciousness. See, not only external objects, really speaking, the whole external world which you are experiencing, enjoying all the time, you know where you are experiencing? The secret. You think the world is experienced outside the buddhi, outside of you. Amazing. What a subtle teaching, you know that? Where are you experiencing the space? Where are you experiencing light? Where are you experiencing all the objects you're experiencing? You think they're outside? No. The experience is happening. Experience of the seeming, the external world is experienced only in the buddhi. How? The form of thought forms. The thought form of a given external object alone is experienced in the mind. And that experiencer of the thought form is Atma. The sense, the swarupa of the experiencer is Atma, which means object of consciousness. Cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts are all objects of consciousness. They're pervaded by consciousness. If there is no cognition in the buddhi, that object does not exist for you outside. Okay? Therefore, now he says, don't confuse. Vritti jnanam is different. With reference to vritti jnanam alone, there's a noble status is attributed to the Atma, because of whose presence the vritti jnanam is possible. Because these avabhasaha, vritti parinamaha. If these avabhasaha, Umaka, you will say, Umaka? So, this avabhasaha, why they are called avabhasaha? Because they all shine. The cognitions which shine in the presence of consciousness are known as avabhasaha. And they are all modifications of buddhi. Avabhasante iti avabhasaha. Avabhasante iti avabhasaha. They are known as avabhasaha because they shine the modifications of buddhi in terms of cognitions, shine in the presence of consciousness. Therefore, they are known as avabhasaha. Okay, and then without the presence of consciousness, blessing of consciousness, thoughts cannot even exist. And they exist, they become conscious, they become sentient, and they're capable of making sense organs also. They're able to lend consciousness, sentiency to sense organs. they make them function, and through the sense organs, they, you know, to go out and illumine the external objects, pervade the objects, and assume the form of the objects. So whatever object you are experiencing, knowing, there is a corresponding vritti jnanam. You are experiencing light means there's a light cognition. So existence of light outside presupposes the light cognition in my mind. Existence of sound outside presupposes the sound cognition in the mind. Different cognitions. And all of them, so all the cognitions in him of thoughts, they utpadyante means what? They, as though they're created because they are dependent on this consciousness to become conscious, sentient, to shine also. Therefore, they're being pervaded, vyaptaha, being pervaded by consciousness. Atma vijnanena vyaptaha, being pervaded by atma vijnanam is equal to consciousness. Pervaded by consciousness, they utpadyante means what? They are produced. Produced or created means they're being produced, being created means being lent existence. Being lent existence means what? Being illumined. So illumining is lending existence. Lending existence is creating. This is how thoughts are. But what he wants to say, this consciousness whose presence enables the buddhi appear as cognitions, and that buddhi appearing in the form of different cognitions pervaded by consciousness shine in the presence of consciousness. Therefore, the consciousness is implied, the lakshyartha of Brahman, arjnaptihi, arjnanam, satyam, but not the vritti jnanam, which comes and goes. Let me make it very clear now. Utpadyamanaha eva means as they rise, they are pervaded. As they rise, they are pervaded. So te atvijnana vishyabhutaha utpadyamanaha, those cognitions as they rise, they are pervaded by consciousness. Okay. Utpadyamanaha avabhasaha atmavijnanena vyaptaha santaha utpadyante. This is the main sentence. All the various thought forms of knowledge involved in different perceptions are born, being pervaded by Atma Chaitanyam, like waves rising in water, having their being in water. All the vrittis are born of Chaitanyam. All the vrittis are born of Chaitanyam, which are the swarupam of the vritti, which is the swarupam of the vrittis. Knower, known, and knowledge. Tathapi, even then, even though Atma swarupam is jnaptihi, even though jnaptihi is in the form of invariable consciousness, still buddhihi avabhasate appears to assume and to illumine various akaras. Forms such as shabdadi, shabdam, etc. I want you to make a note, avabhasate avabhasayati. Swayam avabhasate avabhasayati. That's why they are known as avabhasaha. Avabhasate avabhasayati. Thoughts shine in the presence of consciousness. they also illumine the external objects assuming their forms. Therefore, they are known as avabhasaha. Avabhasante, avabhasayanti, iti avabhasaha. I'm reading from the beginning, the topic top. Utpadyamanaha avabhasaha atma vijnanena vyaptaha santaha utpadyante. This is the main sentence. All the various thought forms of knowledge involved in different perceptions are being pervaded by Atma Chaitanyam, like waves rising in water, having their being in water. All the vrittis are born of Chaitanyam, which is the swarupam of the vrittis, knower, known, and knowledge. Tathapi, even though Atma swarupam is gyaptihi, even though gyaptihi is in the form of invariable consciousness, still buddhihi avabhasate appears to assume and to illumine various akaras. Buddhi avabhasate appears to assume and to illumine various akaras, forms such as shabdadi, sound, etc. How does it take place? See, how does jnanam take place? In keeping with the perception, buddhihi assumes different forms through tattat vishayakara parinama, modifying into the respective forms of objects. Parinama is buddhi vritti vikaraha. I said buddhi parinama, okay? Parinama is buddhi's vritti vikaraha in keeping with the vishayas, objects. How do you get to the objects? Chakshuradi indriya dwarehi, through the means of eyes, ears, etc. The senses are the means for getting the knowledge of various objects like pot, knowledge, etc. What is this buddhihi? Atmanaha upadhilakshana buddhihi. And its vrittis are called upadhi of Atma. Buddhi is upadhi of Atma. Therefore, the vrittis, thought modifications which constitute the buddhi are also called upadhi of Atma. Upadhi is that whose attributes appear as though they belong to the upahitam. See, upadhi is the buddhi, upahitam is the chaitanyam. Upahitam is consciousness, upadhihi is buddhi. If you say crystal is upadhihi, upahitam, and japa kusumam, hibiscus, is upadhihi. So upadhihi is that whose attributes appear as though they belong to the upahitam. What is close by, but which is not true? The example given is the crystal and the japa kusum. See, I'm reading first time with you. This comes from my mind, Swamiji's book. Hibiscus, the red flower. Nowadays, it comes in different colors. When this flower is around, the crystal appears as a red stone without really becoming red. The one who understands that it is crystal, even though it appears in red color, is a jnana nishtaha with reference to crystal. His knowledge that it is crystal, it is his knowledge that it is crystal is not colored. It is crystal, clear knowledge. The attribute of red color belongs to the flower Upadhi. Therefore, all these thought modifications of Buddhi, which is an Upadhi of Atma, are objects of Atma Vijnanam, the consciousness, the self. Atma becomes Sakshi with reference to all of them. All these avabhasas, thoughts, remaining as objects of consciousness, arise being pervaded by consciousness. They are not only objects of consciousness, they have their being in consciousness. Very important lines. They are not only objects of consciousness, they have their very being in consciousness. The Chaitanyam is never born. It has no parinama, no change, but appears to be born due to the Buddhi Upadhi. Very clear. The Chaitanyam is never born. It has no parinama, but appears to be born due to the Buddhi Upadhi. So, Chaitanyam is Satyam. The thought modifications are Mithya. They are Jnana Shabda Vachyam. The modifications are what? Jnana Shabda Vachyam. The meaning of the word Jnanam is what? The cognitions. The literal, the direct meaning of the word Jnanam is the knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Whereas Jnana Shabda Laksham is pure consciousness. So he says, so Chaitanyam is Satyam. The thought modifications are Mithya. They are, the thought modifications are Jnana Shabda Vachyam, the direct meanings of the word Jnanam, and are Mithya. Vachyam is non-separate from Satyam. Vachyam is non-separate from Satyam. So the object in terms of thought, okay, the thought modification, which is the direct meaning of the word Jnanam. So Vritti Jnanam, obtaining in the form of a thought, which is the direct meaning of the word Jnanam, is non-separate from Satyam, the pure consciousness. Vritti Jnanam is non-separate from Swarupa Jnanam. Therefore, it becomes Lakshanam for Satyam. What becomes Lakshanam for Satyam? The word Jnanam is a Lakshanam, definition, defining word of reality Satyam. You have to look at it the way it has to be looked at. That is the Bhashyakara's brilliance here. And Atma becomes Jnana Shabda Lakshyam Natu Jnana Shabda Vachyam. What is Atma now? Make a note. Jnana Shabda Vachyam is equal to Vritti Jnanam. Cognition obtaining in the form of thought is the direct meaning of the word Jnanam. Whereas Jnana Shabda Lakshyam, what is implied by the word Jnanam is Brahma or Atma Jnaptihi. Okay. I'm stopping here now. We could have done a little more, but I took more longer time to make it very. Why I had to take longer time, let me tell you. There is something called process of knowing. the process of the act of knowing. How does knowledge take place? Knowledge of any object, how does it take place? It's a process of knowing, which I explained long, long ago, sometime when even in my Kena Bhasham class I explained. I also explained during when I did Saddarshanam or something, I might have explained to you. When I did the Saddarshanam, the book I did in Manjakudi also explained. If you don't remember, don't worry. Be happy about not remembering. We can again catch up. See, that when Shankaracharya writes his commentary, he assumes that we already know the process of knowing. We do know, but we don't remember that, sir. So how does jnanam, the process of knowing, jnana utpattihi, vishaya jnanotpattihi katham jayate? It's a question. It's a process of knowing, the method of knowledge. So that I will, next class I'll tell you, jnanotpatti prakaraha. Jnanotpatti prakaraha. Not Atma Jnanotpatti Prakaraha, Vishaya Jnanotpatti Prakaraha. In fact, any Jnanotpatti, rising of any knowledge, how does it take place? If once you understand, then you can understand what is the direct meaning of the word Jnanam. This is what is cognition, what is knowledge, how does it take place? It's a method. It's a process. And he assumes that we already know that. Therefore, he wants to say, he is talking his own language. Okay. So because we forget means we will be wondering what happens. That's why parinamini buddhihi, etc. he says. Doesn't matter. We will next class, I'll tell and then I'll go ahead with the next lesson. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.